Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
John, how are you?
Fine, Mr. President. How are you?
Gosh, I guess you got the bad news.
Yes, sir, about Mr. Ford?
Mm-hmm.
I sure did.
What happened?
I don't know. He's just been losing ground steadily, and,
I didn't even know he was sick.
Yeah, well, he hadn't been critically ill. He's just been getting more feeble and more feeble, and...
How old is he? 70?
He's been on, he's... Seven, I don't know, but I would guess 78, something like that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And,
well, that makes a little difference. I saw where you had your mother's up there. I wished I'd have known it. I'd come see him.
Yeah, we had him.
78, isn't she?
She's 77, and Katie is 67.
Isn't that wonderful? And that's the same day as somebody else's birth, Ladybird's, isn't it?
That's right. And we tried to call her, incidentally. We missed her. Y'all were at lunch, and I left town.
I'll be darned.
We just wanted to wish her a happy birthday.
Well, tell Nellie the next time she has your mother and her mother to her birthday party to invite me.
All right. Well,
I think you did pretty well myself. I'll tell you this. I bet they surprised themselves.
Well, I don't know about
if
that.
If he looked at you, I guess every mother though thinks he's going to be.
I'm sure they all think they're going to be a success.
Like these bulls I raise. Every one I'm looking for these 5,000. I never have got 500 yet. I just came back from meeting all the poor boys in Vietnam.
You did?
Off the stretchers.
I saw where you were going to meet
them. I'm going out here. Did John Benn ever get a hold of you?
No, sir. I haven't talked to him yet.
I asked him to call you. He's ready to go, and I'm hoping if you could just slip out that little statement when it's not going to get too much publicity or post it or have one of your boys give it to him, then we can. I thought maybe we could go ahead before the end of the year and get a few foundations to come in. We've got to make up our mind whether we do it individually or do it as a foundation. I thought I'd get him to come down and we can take off 15% of what we earn. And I thought I might do it. Another thing I wanted to ask you, who is the best one? I know you don't want to do it, but who is the best one to try to get the Carter Richardson foundations in? We've got the others pretty well that we would know, the Butt and the Hobby and the Jones and the Brown. And I don't know whether anybody else has got any, but we don't care how much. If we just if we could get a half a dozen foundation, Lawrence Rockefeller is going to come in a pretty big way, and we have a chance, we think, to get it most of this matched and reimbursed for this conservation fund.
Yeah.
And if we whatever we can get, you know, they allocate before
right.
the end of the year. Or at least most of them do. At least
right.
we do. And we can either give ours to the foundation, me and Lucy and Linda and Ladybird, or the foundation can give it. But if we give it to them direct, which we thought maybe we would do to John Benn, instead of going through the foundation, we would have to do it before the 31st.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I would like for him, and I guess he's about as good as anybody else, to see if they wouldn't at least kind of join with them. Now, they're going to be several, I hope several hundred in the names.
Well, I think John Benn's probably as good as any to talk to,
right.
To both Carter and...
Who runs Richardson? Perry?
Perry.
And who runs the other? J.A. Johnson or Amon or who?
Ruth and Amon.
Ruth be the better one to talk to?
Probably.
She's very friendly to us and been awfully helpful to us and comes
sure
to the White
has.
House and helps with art and gives us pictures and so on and so forth.
Well, I'm going to be gone from now till the first of the year, but I can have my staff put out this statement.
I think that's all I'd do. I wouldn't play it up much. I'd just say that the statement just speaks for itself and just... What we do is statements, we post them on the bulletin board.
Yeah.
Like that. But I guess you've got another system. I guess they take them and hand them out.
Yeah, they just put them in the press room.
And if you don't see them, be good if you've seen them before you left. But if you don't see them, just say, I got a little statement, I'll send you something.
Yeah.
Or tell one of them. Put it out, talk to him so he
all
can
right.
take it, and then I'll get him down here tomorrow, next day, and get him to, or try to get him after Christmas to talk to some of these folks so we can wrap it up. Now, A.W. wants to resign, and I told him I thought the best way to do it, if it's agreeable to you, I don't want to mess in your business, but I think it won't reflect on either one of you, as if you would indicate, if you didn't mind indicating, or if it gave you political problems, you don't need to. But I thought that he ought to say in the first line of his letter that I want you to know that I appreciate your considering me, like you had talked to him about reappointment. I appreciate your considering me for reappointment, but I have neglected my private affairs, and I want to get out of two or three public assignments I have. He's going to get out of our trusteeship and everything else, and I'm awfully grateful for your having appointed me, but I'm just not going to be available, and I appreciate it just as much as if you did, but I hope you won't consider me.
Well, I think that's fine.
And when his term's up in January or February, whenever it is.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Then, so you could say that you offered it to him, or you'd be glad for him to. And
that's fine.
I can tell him you want him to serve, and
yep.
He'll tell you in the letter that he appreciates your offer, he won't do it. And then you can go ahead and start planning.
All right, I think he ought to also make reference to the fact that we just chosen a new director, and a new assistant director is now on the job. You think things are in this new agency, or...
He wants to tell him
under control.
That's good. I'll get him to clear it with Larry Temple, or get one of our boys.
Right.
I'll get him to call him or somebody else so that they can tell you. And if you don't like it, you can have another.
No, anything he wants to say, but I think he can justifiably say that they have picked two new top people, and things are now on an orderly basis. I think it just makes it sound better from his standpoint.
That's good. And
I think you ought to start out by saying
he wants to talk to Will and to Jamie before, so they didn't catch them by surprise, and so they know it, and so they don't think he's running out and quitting on them or anything. But since his term's up, and I think that'll be a good thing, and I don't know whether I told you, I'm going to name the City National Bank in Austin as my trustee for all of them, and Waddy's going to get out, and he is. And maybe that'll ease some of the pressure from the individuals.
Mm-hmm.
We would do it with the Capitol, but that's Ed Clark. We would do it with the American, but that's Tom Miller.
Mm-hmm.
We'd do it with the Austin, but they're not very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And the City... I don't believe, I believe Burns is pretty much of a banker, not well known as a politician or interested in anybody. At least I never saw him till the other day to know him. And on the board is our competitor, Roy Butler, and Frank Irvin, I don't think, would be considered our stooge. And I don't know, there's three or four other people that they don't think would be associated with Johnson very much. And can you think of a better one?
No. No, I think that's a good one. Because I think John S. is a good man.
I met with a council of economic advisors the other day with all the bankers, and just between us, he was by far the most intelligent.
He's a damn good man. He was with the Capital National, of course, for years.
Yeah, but he looked to me like a lot faster than Howard.
I think he is.
Howard looked like a puffed-up powder pigeon.
He is. And of course, he don't like you, never has.
That's right. I think that's right. Back to 46.
That's right. And don't like me either.
He doesn't?
No. Oh, well, you know, we get along fine, and Nellie and I both know his wife. Hell, we were in school with Tess. But he just, and I just don't have any dealings with him. We're nothing unfriendly. We've never had an unfriendly word or anything else, but... I bet he hadn't voted Democratic ticket in 20 years.
I have to think that's right. Well, you put that up on the board or get it out. I don't think it'll make much. If you did it today, I don't think it'd make much difference. I don't think anybody would pay much attention to it. Or Monday or sometime so we can get him to work.
Well, I think we'll probably, I'll check around and see if we can get it up. I suspect if we did it today...
They'd think it was a tricky...
Yeah, it was a tricky deal.
Maybe Monday, then.
Because Christmas Eve, I think that'd be a mistake.
Yeah, Monday.
I think probably I'll do it Monday. And, well, we can do that. Meantime, I'll talk to John Ben.
That'll be good. And just to encourage him, and I think that he can handle it well, and if you think I need any help this legislature to keep from raising hell, please tell us ahead of time.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be any problem.
Okay, God bless you.
All right,
Merry Christmas.
Same to you, sir.
Bye.